Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
A chorus of voices joined President Obama in a moving tribute to the 9 black men and women shot to death in a Charleston church. Their alleged killer, a young white man with a racist agenda and an affinity for the Confederate flag. America has long been divided over the meaning of the Confederate flag. In South Carolina, where the tragedy took place, the Confederate flag has flown on the statehouse grounds for years. In the wake of the shootings, a passionate plea by State Representative Jenny Horn, a descendant of Confederate President Jefferson Davis, helped convince lawmakers that the flag had to go.
This flag offends my friend Mia McLeod, my friend John King, my friend Reverend Neal. I cannot believe that we do not have the heart in this body to do something meaningful, such as take a symbol of hate off these grounds on Friday. And if any of you vote to amend, you are ensuring that this flag will fly beyond Friday.
The controversy is not limited to the South. The repercussions are being felt across the nation. In Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, site of the turning point of the Civil War, thousands of people gathered to reenact a 3-day battle. This June, the Lutheran Theological Seminary, at the site of the Seminary Ridge battle, announced that reenactors would no longer be permitted to carry Confederate colors. First Sergeant Jim Faust of the 3rd Pennsylvania Light Artillery explains the effect this decision will have on reenactors.
It would honestly make me feel very sad. It really would, because that flag never did anything to anybody. It is just a symbol of the Confederacy, just like our flag is a symbol of the United States. You can go into these places that make flags, and you can buy any flag from any country that you want except for a Confederate flag. That's not right. I don't understand the significance of taking our rights away to have a Confederate flag.
Scott Hancock, professor of history and Africana studies at Gettysburg College, said he does not think that reenactments present an accurate view of history.
They carve or slice off certain parts of the realities about the Civil War battles that we know. So, for instance, we know both sides had black laborers, and then the Confederacy used slaves to help build fortifications and things like that. And we would not tolerate in the United States today, that would not be acceptable to have people portrayed as slaves building fortifications as part of reenactment, or doing the cooking and the washing, having black women doing that kind of labor like they did for the Confederacy. So it's because the reenactors narrow the focus of what the battle was, I would argue that it removes race from the equation, which wasn't the historical reality.
Faust disagrees.
To do a reenactment, we're portraying history, and that Confederate flag is part of history, not part of a killing thing.
The Confederate battle flag has been appropriated by Northerners, who plaster the symbol on bumpers, clothes, and windows across the states which once made up the Union. The battle flag that was turned back at Gettysburg has now made its way well above the Mason-Dixon line. For many of these Northerners, the symbol has a different meaning.
On the one hand, you have people who are using it for obvious and explicit racist purposes, but it seems that the majority of the people who fly it would argue that they're not racist and believe they're not racist, and they may very well not be racist. And for them, it seems to be more either they had an ancestor somewhere way back who fought for the Confederacy, and they seem to like that identity of the underdog fighting against greater numbers. They seem, I think, to like the identity, or identifying with a rebellious cause, what they would argue is rebellion. And it seems to me, I'm sure I'm not the only one saying this or thinking this, that it's about, it seems to me, you know, as things get more and more homogenous, that they want to claim a unique identity.
On the streets of Indiana, Pennsylvania, you can find a variety of opinions. Josh King had this to say.
The Confederate flag is just a symbol of pride, and it comes from the South. It was the original flag for the Southern states when they seceded from the Union. But now it's just become the pride of the South. It's just a statement. It's not anything to do with racism or anything like that.
Others had this to say.
It was not actually the Confederate flag. It was a rebel battle flag. And so there's the historical implications of that. And you can say that the Confederacy stood for slavery, et cetera, et cetera. You can also say it stood for states' rights. It's a matter of interpretation. It actually probably represents sort of a redneck rebel culture.
I think that it symbolizes rebellion. I don't believe that it's about race. When the South was seceding from the North, or from the federal government, they wanted to have more power in the state. And it was not about race at that time. And I think it's a part of our history that has been twisted through time.
I think that you can look at it as being a representation of the Confederate States of America from the 19th century. I think you could look at it as being a statement of rebellion or anti-establishmentarianism type focus.
To my understanding, it was about rebellion. The South was rebelling. That's what I always saw it as a rebellion. I didn't see it about anything else but a symbol of rebellion. Because people are in love with being rebels and rednecks, and that's just what they like, to feel that they are rebels. There's something about feeling that you're giving it to the man.
Which reminds me of the Confederate flag taking down in South Carolina. I think they're trying to erase history is what they're trying to do. They want to try to get rid of all the nasty stuff, all the bad stuff, and try to make it good, which they're not going to get anyway.
The Confederate battle flag may seem a symbol of rebellion for some. For others, especially in the black community, it's a symbol of hate and racial inequality. Singer Kanye West is working to co-opt that message, as he explains to Amp Radio in Los Angeles.
You know, the Confederate flag represented slavery in a way, the way my abstract, that's my abstract take on what I know about it, right? So I made the song New Slaves. So I took the Confederate flag and made it my flag. It's my flag now. Now what you gonna do?
Professor Scott Hancock isn't sure that Kanye's approach will work.
So Kanye West is intriguing. I mean, there are times when I think he's brilliant, and other times I think he's crazy. And maybe some of both. But I don't think I know enough about his motives and his thinking behind doing that to critique why he did it. I do think it's fascinating as far as, so how will it be received? I think him doing that just provides fodder for Southern apologists who say things like, well, you know, black people own slaves, as though somehow that legitimizes the argument that slavery was benevolent. And as far as Kanye West's young consumers, I doubt that they're going to get a thorough discussion or analysis of what the Confederate flag means. So my gut reaction is that it's whatever he's trying to accomplish with it, I doubt it's going to do that. But yeah, I could be wrong.
Heritage or hate, rebellion or racism, The Confederate battle flag means many things to many people. Despite Horn's plea and the removal of the flag from the state grounds in Charleston, the debate over the Confederate flag will continue as long as people have the freedom to form their own opinions.